Welcome back to the Press Box and our Saturday racing preview show. And as always, my guest host and best of friends, Mr. J. Buzzy Baker. Buzz?
Jeter, great talking to you again. Always great visiting with you. Before we get going today, let's go ahead and remind the folks that the Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Bristnet.com, by Ellis Park, by Oak Grove Gaming and Racing, by the Fairgrounds, by Ellis Park, by Indiana Grand Racing and Casino, by Exacta Systems, and by the KTA and the KTOB, plus, as always, the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. So, Jeter, let's talk. It's that time, World Cup 2022, the Pegasus World Cup.
You know, this is an event that was created several years ago down at Gulfstream Park by Team Stronach to try to compete with some of the big races that are happening over in the Middle East, the Saudi Cup, the big race over in Dubai, the Dubai World Championships. And, you know, it really has worked in many ways in terms of keeping some of the best older colts and horses running after the Breeders' Cup. And in before any of those races over in the Middle East, you know, Gunrunner is an example. Mixed Go won this race a year ago on en route to what could be a Horse of the Year campaign last year in 2021, having won the Breeders' Cup Classic in style. He's back for his last racing performance before heading off to stud duty in the Pegasus World Cup today.
Okay, so let's talk about this field and how you see it sizing up.
You know, Buzzy, I think everybody in the world has said it's a two-horse race. And if you're a handicacker looking with any through any lens, I think it's easy to say that. And, you know, you've got Mixed Go, who had a brilliant 2021 campaign for trainer Brad Cox. We had Brad on earlier this week in an interview session, and Brad was just raving about how this horse has continued to train and trained very well since his galloping performance in the Breeders' Cup Classic at Del Mar. And kind of an emerging horse, stepping out of the three-year-old ranks and up to the big time, Life Is Good. Life Is Good won the Breeders' Cup Mile, but now we'll be stretching out to face Mixed Go. And it's going to be an interesting match. A lot of people have said Life Is Good may be the best horse they've seen in quite some time. And he certainly has credentials to support those claims, Buzzy. But, you know, he's going to be stretching out. He's going to be facing a man today. And it's going to be interesting to see how Life Is Go takes his speed, puts it nose to nose with a champ, and see if he's ready to ascend to those worthy titles that it may or may not be on the horizon.
Okay, so Gene, that brings up a good question then. How do you go about this? You've talked at length about these two great, great horses. Does the fact that they're going to be out there battling leave open the possibility of somebody sneaking in?
Yeah, it does. I mean, especially both of these horses have a similar running style, Buzzy. They're both brilliantly fast and just exceedingly fast. Nick's Go has one racing style, has only one racing style, and that's to go and go early and go often and go as far as he can to carry his speed. Life Is Good is a little more versatile, I think, but is brilliantly fast as well. Here's a horse that really got injured early in his three-year-old career when he was being trained by the embattled Bob Baffert, and then was converted over to the Todd Pletcher barn, came out and really has done spectacular since emerging from the Todd Pletcher barn. But still, you know, he's not moved up to face these kinds of horses yet. But if you look at his fractions, he's a horse that loves to be on the lead and he has brilliant speed. So do they hook up? And if they do, does one burn the other one out? Do they burn each other out? The thing, if you start looking from a handicapper's perspective, is who then is the true closer or the horse that has the ability to close well enough maybe to give one or both of these a real challenge, as the Panther would like to say.
Well that's I believe you have aptly framed the discussion, but at the risk of being a wise guy, I believe that's the question I ask you.
Well, you know, probably, Buzzy, if I could give you that answer, I would give it to you quickly. I think probably the horse that has the best credentials coming in is Sir Winston. He did win the Belmont Stakes for Mark Cassie and owner Tracy Farmer, a native there of Lexington. I think probably this horse, obviously wants to go around the ground, wants to close, having won the mile and a half Belmont. I don't know if he's good enough. And even if these two really go at each other and set 21s and 44s on the front end, can he come good enough to get part of it or get it all? I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to go Nick's Go. I'm going to go with the Proven Commodity. I think they're going to bet Life Is Good down to be the favorite, quite honestly. And I think Nick's Go is last place before heading off the stud duty there in Lexington, Buzzy. And I just think, you know, you got to be a little leery because if he does get headed and he looks like he's backing up, they probably will wrap up on him to preserve either one of these two speed balls. But I'm going with Nick's Go. He's done nothing in his career to ever show me that he's not capable of, one, running fast, but also running tough and gritty and aspiring. And I'm going to go heavy on the win with Nick's Go, and I'm probably going to play him over three or four horses. I will not use Life Is Good. I think that there's no value to playing those two top horses together. So I'll probably pick a couple of the horses, including Sir Winston, and Connected maybe. You know, there's a couple in here that are worthy of taking a look at and you know, giving a shot. You know, maybe they can hit the board underneath. But Nick's Go is my win bet. I'm going to play him. I'm going to play him pretty solidly, and I'm going to be rooting like hell because that's this kind of horse that you don't get to see very often in your lifetime.
I got you, brother. And, of course, all of Gene Saturday's picks, you can get them at thepressboxlts.com. The Press Box and our weekly racing previews brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Bristnet.com, by Ellis Park, by Arlington Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Indiana Grand Racing and Casino, by Exacta Systems, and by the KTA, the KTOB, and the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Mr. McLean, here is hoping you and yours have a relaxing, restful, and healing weekend. And as always, may the horse be with you.
With you as well, my good friend. And, you know, life is always good.
Yes.
Life is going to be good.
Yes.
But in this case, life is going to be even better with Nick's Go.
There you go. Have a great weekend, my friend.
Love you,
pal.
Friend. Take care. See you, my friend.
All right. Bye-bye.